You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Nanguna ang punong ministro sa isang mahabang listahan ng mga federal MP na humihimok kay David Linhem na humingi ng tawad dahil sa mga komento nito tungkol sa pribadong buhay ng senador ng Greens na si Sarah Hanson-Young. Sa kabila ng resulta, nanindigan sa kanyang posisyon si Senador Linhem at pinunapa ang pagtulong ni Turnbull. Narito ang detalye ng ulat ni Mary Jezivic at Tara Cosoleto na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Tinawag ng senador ng Greens na si Sarah Hanson-Young ang independenteng senador na si David Linhem na bumitiw dahil sa mga pampublikong komento nito ukol sa kanyang pribadong buhay. Sa parlamento noong nakaraang linggo, sinabi ni Senador Linhem kay Senador Hanson-Young, quote, "Stop shagging men," unquote, sa isang debate sa federal na parlamento. Nanindigan siya sa kanyang mga komento noong linggo bago nagbigay ng iba pang mga referensya tungkol sa pribadong buhay ni Hanson-Young sa isang panayam sa Sky News. Sinabi naman ni Senador Hanson-Young, siya ay napilitang magsalita pagkatapos ng ilang mga taon na hindi pagpuna sa mga sexist na insulto.
For years, I have ignored it and pretended that they would just go away, that it wasn't impacting on me, that I couldn't hear the comments. I'm over it. I'm absolutely over it. And from here on in, when it happens, I'm calling it out.
Hindi lamang si Senador Hanson-Young ang nakakaramdam na ang mensahe ng kawalang-galang sa lugar trabaho na nilalayon sa mga babae at lalaki ay hindi katanggap-tanggap. Tinawag naman ng punong ministro na si Malcolm Turnbull, si Senador Linhem, na formal na humingi ng tawad sa kanyang mga nasabing komento.
David Linhem's offensive remarks should have been withdrawn the moment they were uttered, and he should have apologized. That type of language has no place in Parliament, and it doesn't have a place in any workplace. We have to treat each other with respect. We must do that, and respect for women is, in particular, is one of the highest priorities.
Sinabi naman ng leader ng oposisyon na si Bill Shorten, kailangan maintindihan ni Senator Linhem ang panganib na maaring maidulot ng kanyang mga komento.
Most people in the street actually think what you said was seriously offensive. Most people actually think that what you said was stupid. Most people would expect you to apologize.
Ngunit tumangging umatras si Senator Linhem. Sabi niya, hindi siya hihingi ng kapatawaran kay Senator Hanson-Young hanggat kilalanin ito na hindi lahat ng lalaki ang dahilan ng mga krimen laban sa mga kababaihan.
I won't be apologizing or withdrawing. I have actually nominated the conditions under which I would apologize. They include acknowledgement by Sarah Hanson-Young that not all men are responsible for the crimes that are perpetrated by some violent people, that we are individually responsible for what we do. If she does that, if she says all of that, then I will apologize to her and obviously I will have misjudged her.
Sinabi ni Senador Linhem na dati pa ay hindi makatarungang binabatikos ng Senador ng Greens ang lahat ng mga lalaki.
She has said before that all men are responsible for the crimes that individual men do. In fact, she called men pigs and morons just a couple of weeks ago. That's misandry. That's just as bad as misogyny. Blaming or criticizing, attacking all men is just as bad as attacking all women, and I won't stand for it.
Pinatamaan din ni Senador Linhem ang punong ministro at sinabing dapat din ay kilalanin ni Turnbull ang karapatan ng mga lalaki.
The Prime Minister should stop being such a pussy. This is about criticisms of all men. It's just as bad as criticism of all women.
Naghahanap na ng legal na payo sa ngayon si Senator Hanson-Young tungkol sa bagay na ito. Dagdag niya, bahagi ng problema sa Canberra ay ang kakulangan sa diversidad. Ngunit umaasa siyang hindi ito magpapahina ng loob ng mga kababaihan na pumasok sa buhay politika.
Most members of Parliament are really decent people. Most men in Parliament are really decent men. this is an opportunity to fix this, to clean up the parliament and to make sure that it is a safe place for women, that it's a, that it is a safe place for everybody, that it is a place of, yes, robust debate, but respectful debate.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.